It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 4th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $63,875. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,130. Binance Coin is down slightly at $589. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Grayscale's GBTC spot Bitcoin ETF saw a significant shift on Friday with $63 million in net inflows, marking the end of a 78-day streak of outflows since its trading began in January. This sudden change surprised analysts, with the ETF now holding $18.3 billion in assets under management, a notable decline from January. Other U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs experienced substantial inflows, totaling $378.3 million, the largest since March. This turnaround comes after a period of significant outflows in April. Well, Layer Zero Labs is taking a stand against excessive airdrop farming, also known as Sybil activity. They're offering users a chance to self-report within 14 days, promising them 15% of their intended allocation with no questions asked. The developer believes it's crucial to distribute tokens to durable users, not Sybil farmers. This move comes after Layer Zero Labs completed the first snapshot for a potential airdrop distribution to community members. The deadline for self-reporting is May 17th, and the developer has stated that if users suspect they're engaging in Sybil activity, they probably are. This effort aims to promote fairness and durability within the network. Well, the SEC has delayed its decision on the 7 RCC spot Bitcoin and carbon credit futures ETF. They'll determine whether to approve, disapprove, or initiate proceedings for the ETF by June 24th per a Thursday filing. The SEC says it needs more time to consider the proposed rule change. The ETF plans to invest 80% of its assets in Bitcoin and 20% in financial instruments linked to carbon credit futures. This move aligns with a sustainability approach, offering investors a chance to diversify portfolios with both digital assets and environmental sustainability. And finally, a crypto user lost over $71 million worth of wrapped Bitcoin in an apparent address poisoning attack. They sent the funds to the attacker's address, mistaking it for their own. In a poisoning attack, the hacker creates a fake address similar to the victim's and inundates them with transactions. If the victim copies the fake address by mistake, they end up sending funds to the hacker. The hacker's address has been flagged as fake and phishing on the Ethereum Blockchain Explorer. Former Binance CEO CZ has cautioned that even experienced operators can fall victim to these attacks. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.